Thanks for calling customer service. My name is Ajane. Do you have your zip code available?
96744.
96744.
Yes.
And can you state your first and last name, please?
Janice Lawrence.
Okay, Ms. Lawrence. I didn't find one under Denise. I do have one under Leo.
Okay, that's probably my husband. That is my husband. I mean, in my bank account right now, I'm trying to figure out what this is for.
Okay, let's see here. Okay, so I do have an account here. I just need you to verify the address briefly.
Sure, it's 47581 Maupele Place, Kaneohe, Hawaii, 96744.
Okay, Ms. Lawrence. So this account here, we did have an order for the, April the 24th, there was an order placed for the Ultra Testo and the NO2. Those are male enhancements.
What date was this on?
April the 24th.
Did you order something? Did you order a male enhancement something or another? What was the total cost? I'm back in my bank statement, and I'm trying to find the transaction.
Okay, so April the 24th, $10.94.
Hold on, I'm trying to find it again.
Okay.
Sorry.
You're fine.
I think I would have called about a $10 transaction. That's why I'm trying to find it again. Was there another transaction?
So April 24, we have $10.94, and then May the 10th, we have $99.94.
Yeah, that's what it is. I'm seeing $99.94 and $95.94. What are those two things?
So those are for the product that was ordered on the 24th. That's why that one is the initial order that was placed. This order was ordered on a trial, not a trial. Was 14 days, and then after the trial, those are the charges that are assessed for the product that's already been sent out. So the $10.94 was the shipping and handling, and then the two charges that you see on the 10th of May are the actual cost of the product. It's just that this was ordered through a trial, so the trial allowed 14 days for any cancellations, and then after that, you're billed for the product that's already sent out.
Okay, how do we cancel these, and how do I get the money back for these?
So I can only assist with canceling the account, and that will remove, because this product has a subscription. So this is the first month of the subscription already once the order was placed. Now, go ahead and cancel out today. That will remove from the subscription, and then there will not be any further shipments sent out to you guys. With the trial, that has already been assessed on the account, so I wouldn't be able to do anything about those charges because the trial time frame has already expired. Like I say to you, during those 14 days is the time frame given for any cancellations, but anything outside of that, your bill, because your trial time frame is over.
Okay, so there's no way to get a refund on the $99.94 or the $95.94. There's nothing that I can do to get a refund on those items.
No, ma'am. The only thing that I would be able to do outside of canceling is if you wanted to keep it, I could give you a discount on those prices. But the charge that's already been assessed, like stated, that's because the trial time frame has expired and it was never canceled.
Okay, so that was he didn't realize that he did that. So I have to go through my bank to. How do I do that?
So, I mean, if you want to dispute the charges, then you can. But with a dispute, if you dispute those charges, what they will do at that time, they'll just make contact with us in regards to the charges that are here at question. And then they'll just be checking to see what the charges were for and if they are valid or not. And then at that time, they will decide if they will refund those charges to you. There is a possibility that they will not. And if they do not refund those charges, then you wouldn't be eligible for a refund per the company. Now, the only thing that I can do in regards to the dispute protocol is that if you don't dispute the charges, or if there's one that has been filed, the only way we can offer you a 50% refund is if that dispute had been dropped. And if it hasn't been placed yet, then we can offer that to you. But like I said, the charges are valid because it does state that when you order it, it's on trial for 14 days. And then after that, your bill, if you don't cancel it. So I can offer you a 50% refund on both of those charges. But if you do dispute the charges, like I stated, if they don't refund it, the only way that we would be able to offer that to you again is if they drop the dispute once it's been filed.
Okay, so you're saying that you can refund 50% of the $95.94 and 50% of the $99.94.
That's correct.
The subscription is canceled. We're not going to get any more charges from this.
That's correct.
Stay forward. Okay, we'll go ahead with that then.
Okay, so first things first, I'm going to go ahead and provide you with...
Does that mean that there were two shipments?
No, this is what I'm stating. With the initial order that's placed, you're ordering a full 30-day supply of the product on trial. So the trial is only 14 days. The charges are broken up like that because they won't charge you during your trial, because that trial time frame is reserved for you to try the product out, and then if you don't like it, you can cancel it or basically just base your decision on the product during that time frame, which is why you only pay the shipping and handling when you first order it. Then after your trial time frame, like I stated, if you had canceled, then like I say, the product's already out to you, it's yours to keep. But if you were satisfied with it and wanted to keep it, then your bill for what you already have, and then each month after that, you would have gotten a new shipment.
So that's why I have two charges. One is the trial.
One is for the Testo and one is for the NO2, because there were two products.
Got it. Okay.
Okay. And the cancellation number I'm getting ready to pull here now. And this will be for both of them because they are on the same order. And then I'm going to go ahead and process those refunds. The cancellation number here is C as in Charlie. C as in Cat. 7. D as in Delta. 9. A as in Apple. 031. B as in Boy. B as in Bravo.
Okay, great. Thank you so much for helping and bringing clarity. I appreciate it.
Yes, ma'am, Ms. Lawrence, and if you would, just give me a couple more moments here just so I can go ahead and get your refunds processed, and I'm going to let you know the amounts that will be going back on both of those as well.
Okay.
So on the $99.94, 50% of that going back is going to be $49.97, and I'm refunding that now. And then on the charge for the $95.94, 50% on that we have going back is $47.97.
Okay.
And I'm refunding that one as well. And then these refunds will be processed in 3 to 5 business days back to the account that it was withdrawn from. And like I said, the account has been canceled out. As of today, you should receive 2 refund confirmation emails as well.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. And I do thank you so much for calling customer service. Enjoy the rest of your day today.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.